It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. I'm Officer J.D. Dine. You know what we're going to talk about today is scams again. We've done it in the past, but I tell you what, they keep surfacing, and there's something everybody needs to be aware of. And this one's an interesting one. How many of you at some time in your life have been really excited about renting that first apartment, that first condo, even that first house? And you find a house that you just looks really nice, and you go out to see it, and you're really hoping that you get it. Everybody's been there at some point in their life, and what we're going to talk about today is on some of the social media sites where you can rent properties, and the one most common, and I'm just going to mention it because that's where a lot of our calls are coming from, is Craigslist. And we had a call that not too long ago, and it happens nationwide, where somebody answered a Craigslist ad for to rent a home. They went out to this home, they looked at it, they liked it, and then here's where the scam came in, is they were high pressured to give this representative cash on the spot. Yeah, you like it, I have more people coming later today, if you want it, I'm gonna need a cash deposit now. And here's where the scam happens. Actually, the home or the condo isn't even that person's. They literally went around, they found a house that was vacant, they might have photographed it themselves and then put it on Craigslist. Somehow they were able to break into the house, or I should say change the locks in some way to be able to get in. And then you're in, you literally tour a home that the person is showing you is literally entered it illegally. And what they do then is obviously get your money and you never hear from them again. So if anyone actually tries to pressure you on the spot to give them cash immediately, you should be aware of it, and that should be a red flag because there's obviously a problem. People won't do that. They will give you a chance to look it over, or there'll be some sort of a written contract and they'll have the credentials that they need, and usually obviously even don't go through Craigslist. Do people legitimately do it? Yes, they do, but again, there's flags that you have to look for, identification, things of that nature. And if people if they're really pressuring you a lot on the spot, it's a now or never deal, then you want to go never. With that said, I'm Officer J.D. Dine. Stay safe, and I'm 10-8.